Ladies and gentlemen, for the 801st time, the Mason and Friends Show, featuring his Junus, a.k.a. El Juperino.
What up, biatches?
Me, myself, I am Mahoney, a.k.a. Mason. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show. So how the hell are you, Jew Unit?
I'm alright. I'm trying to check my phone. See, I don't think I got nothing written down. I don't think nothing really happened this week.
I think stuff happened. I was hoping to have Mike here to talk about a couple of things that I saw. I emailed myself something that I wanted to talk about involving Dwight Howard, the basketball player.
He's gay, yeah. Well, he's finally come out.
Well, he's been suspected for a long time.
I knew that dude been gay for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
But now he
had some crazy threesome with some dude and some cross-dresser.
Here's a story I got.
Okay.
That Dwight Howard invited some dude to come over to his crib. He already had another dude at his crib. So when dude rolled in, he was all like, oh, whoa, I'm not down with that. You know what I mean? And kind of like got scared and rolled out. I heard also that he was forcefully sucking dick.
Forcible sodomy is what
raping people. Like coming out of mouth open. Like coming at your mouth open. Like, he's a big motherfucker, too. He's like a 7'9 motherfucker. So right. He'd be coming out mouth open, and you not to see that. And for him to get near your dick, that's questioning your gayness as a taker. Because if I see some 7'12 motherfucker coming at me mouth wide open, like he's staring right at penal area, I'm going to shift. Do like a little Swayze hip thrust or John Travolta. Like, you know what John Travolta was shaking his hips in that one movie where he was in front of Murr in that little fitness area and the booty ass shorts, him up there to shake that thing.
Dick climbing out everywhere. I know what you're talking about.
Everybody moving in the whole scene. Everybody who played in that movie, Travolta gave the dick.
When he's in the scene where Jamie Lee Curtis is leading an aerobics class.
Yes, this motherfucker is
shaking his loose pants with his dick flopping in there.
Shorts about 3 inches goddamn long, you know what I mean? And it's fucking, and shit, man, he out there just strutting it, bro. He young as fuck, too, probably. He fucking everything out there moving.
Well, but he just came out as gay, too.
Well, it's like Prince, man. You get so much vagina in your life, you almost gotta try something different.
Is that what you think it is?
I guess.
I don't know.
Prince fucked 1,000 or 1,000,000 fucking people.
I don't think Prince was really gay, though. I think Prince just was effeminate and banged a lot of chicks.
He just banged too many bitches, and he was probably like, well, fuck it. Let's, you know.
You think that's what it was? He got bored.
He got bored with pussy.
He's like,
because if you're fucking that many chicks, you're eventually gonna fuck a lot of ass, too. You know what I mean?
If 2 out of every 10 chicks throws it in her booty hole when you're banging her,
what's it gonna do to a million people later? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hole of the hole, man. Just don't grab his head and realize he's bald. You know what I'm screaming?
Right.
But Sinead O'Connor was bald, too. So, you know what I mean? Like,
plus, gender's so fluid these days. Everybody's all over the place.
I thought he was they. My bad.
They wanted it, so I gave it to them.
You just keep saying that, and you're actually politically correct nowadays.
Absolutely.
Because people identify that. Although, all my boys at work, they won't call me Big Cock Johnson.
They won't call you Big Cock Jones.
They won't call me Big Cock Jones. They won't call me J for short or B for short. I told them, you can't call me BJ. You can't be screaming out BJ out loud like that.
BCJ.
But, yeah, I said, well, what's up with BCJ, bro? And they're like, I will not call you that.
Have you gone to HR yet about them not respecting your identity?
I think that's an in-person. I don't think that's an email.
You don't want to actually commit that to paper
or
whatever.
Yeah, if I throw that on there, it's going to get some whole shit started.
Yeah, we don't want, written down confirmation of your now, what your identity is.
Yeah, because then it might go into full effect.
I mean,
and I might be the only Big Cock Jones out there running around, you know what I mean?
But if you identified as Big Cock Jones, that gives light to other people to identify as Big Cock Jones. And a lot of us might be harboring Big Cock Jones feelings without actually feeling the validity. To go out and identify like that, you're a trailblazer
in
the LGBTQ+ community
too, though. You know what I mean? Small Cock
Jones. Small Cock Jones might be out there too.
That's what's crazy.
What if there's a really big dick motherfucker, right? And he's having trouble finding a woman that can handle all his dick. He wants to then identify
like
as Small
John
Cock Jones.
Yeah.
Right. He wants to be like.
Yeah, John Cone should identify
half
like.
Dick motherfucker.
But then that's slander because you're lying, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know,
but
man.
You can't say Little Dick Jones and you throw out a 12 and a half
I
salt.
Suppose
like,
that's
what,
right.
Like, that's
like
illegal.
Lying on the application.
That's illegal as fuck. Like, you're almost committing murder. Like, if you slam it and write skinny bitch.
But you always talk about
you know,
how your baby dick. You always talk about your baby dick. So, like, if you're identifying as Big Cock Jones, like, you're bound to be somewhere in between. Are you as big as Big Cock Jones should be?
It's different if you're lying about being bigger
being big?
Than smaller. You can't lie about being small, but then being big. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you show up to the party.
You show up, she's
with
expected
a
13
soft, and you take her.
She's
you,
expected 4, and you bust out 13.
13 soft, you
can
scare the fuck out
right,
of her.
That's a whole
she
other
call
game.
Somebody. She got to call a friend at least tell them about it. I think I would. You know what I mean? And then vice versa, it's like, well, fuck, man. This motherfucker said, you know, he had a 13-inch cock, but he only got this 4. You might fuck him anyways because you're there.
Right.
You know
you've
what I mean?
Made
but
it that
you know
far,
that
you know.
You're holding a tic-tac vagina ain't really going to do much on that 4 unless you sidewall it. But then you have a sidewall it. You know what I mean? For like, clit rubbing, you know what I mean?
Tic-tac vagina. Yeah, man. You don't throw tic-tac vajayjay
yeah,
up in there. It's not coming around like it should. You know, things ain't coming around like they damn well should.
That's just what I'm thinking.
No, I think that, like, personal identification is a very important thing, you know, and, like, however you identify yourself is what, obviously, is what people need to respect, man. That's what the whole, the queer community is about.
Because I have heard a lot of, I don't have cable, so I do a lot of Netflixing. And
okay.
I see a lot of, you know, cooking shows and a lot of dumbass shit.
You're watching a lot of cooking shows from Netflix, you say?
Yeah, Netflix. And I do hear people identifying as queer and people also identifying as gay.
Yeah, dude, it's all over.
Where the wings at? There ain't none. Because that's what's for dinner.
Because that's what's for fucking dinner, asshole. We're doing something here.
Come on, bro. Go in the fucking room, asshole.
We've been muting mics because the Jew unit's child's disrespectful shit. Go take your Doritos and go to your room,
that's
you little bastard.
That's loud as fuck in a microphone, Duckhead. I know you don't understand because you're retarded, but close
yes.
the door.
So, you know, once again, I'm really glad I don't have children or the potentiality for them as the world continues to spiral out. As we head further and further into World War III, Jew unit knocking down the last of his edibles that are within on arm's reach.
I get it. So yeah, I'm getting my. I got one more gun to get.
That's good for you. I don't know. I get a little bit of like weird about talking about those things on the show.
What guns?
Yeah. Because of the like technical legalities and things, you know what I mean?
We can't talk about guns?
No, we can, but like...
I mean, I'm not going to shoot anybody. I just shoot dirt.
No, but it's like cannabis and guns cause problems in the world. I try not to get too close to whatever on that, you know what I mean? I talk about them as if I have them, not as if I have them, you know what I mean?
Well, me as an individual, I don't give a fuck.
I understand.
I mean? But
Jew,
I definitely
you're
would rather have somebody
breed.
Smoking a joint holding a gun than rather someone doing hey Ron holding a gun.
Here's
you know
the
what I mean?
Thing. I think we should be allowed to do all the things and have guns.
I don't really think weed's a drug. That's where I'm at in life.
Well, but for me, it's like
weed
I'm a lot
drug,
nicer.
A drug.
I'm saying I'm a lot nicer on cannabis than per se alcohol.
Dick. Yeah, I'm a dick.
Like
so.
If I was drinking booze or just not smoking weed, I'm a much more of an asshole.
Yeah.
Then right. Like I'm going to just my fuse is going to be shorter. My ability to just sort of let it slide is going to be substantially degraded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that we're a stupid country for not taking a more realistic viewpoint on cannabis, particularly in regard to the Second Amendment. Like motherfuckers are way less likely to shoot you if they're high than things that you let people buy. There's a question about weed, but there's not a question about alcohol. Like,
yeah, but I mean, like I said, if weed's a class one or whatever the fuck it is, then tobacco should be the same way. They're actually doing more to tobacco to make it what it is than they are doing weed.
Oh, yeah.
Weed just makes the soil a little bit more better, you know
we're
what
not
I mean?
Adding,
and enhance,
no,
to enhance the fucking product. With
there's no additives.
Tobacco,
there's,
you're adding all, yeah. everything in that motherfucker, you
there's
know what
no
I'm saying?
There's no fiberglass in the filters.
Yeah. Tell me there's a menthol leaf growing out this motherfucker and shit with fiberglass in this motherfucker and everything that y'all turn into fucking cigarette now.
Right. It, with increased nicotine amounts.
But there's a blue dream fucking bud out here growing like a motherfucker that you can just pick and fire it on up.
That's the real reason.
Or turn to liquid, actually cure a can or help cure cancer, or help with cancer, or help with fucking pain.
These are the reasons why it's all been criminalized for so long. Big Pharma doesn't want it to be legal. The paper industry doesn't want it to be legal. Cigarettes don't want it to be legal. Everybody is competing with cannabis and hemp. It's such a universal plant. So
I'm about to get my card. Like I said, I'm gonna get my card.
Hey, right on. You can self-identify on that shit once you wanna. All you gotta do is go online and just click it.
And I could be Big Cock Jones. And,
I don't know about. I mean, I guess if they ask your gender identity,
then my ID's not gonna say Big Cock Jones. So then
I don't know. This is. I was more talking about like.
I'm back on heart.
So you're back to Big Cock Jones.
I'm back on Big Cock Jones.
If you're gonna, I mean, I don't know what the identification process is. Like, if I handed an ID as a, you know, like an intersex person, right, for the eye. Like, if that's how you identify. Well, it's actually intersex is actually kind of like real. So like, if you're doing that, I don't know, because like, you know, I guess IDs have like an M or an F, right, for male or female. But like, do they have an I for intersex? Do they have a
That's what I'm saying. They might start doing an LGBTQ.
Like a G question mark?
Driver's license. They might have a little something like what you identify as, you know what I'm saying? Like, identify right underneath the donor. Like, what you identify as.
Right. Right.
They'd have to write it out because I don't know what they, those, try all them, just a letter on there, it might fuck people up.
Yeah, if you don't know what the T stands for.
But they do the same thing with restricted. They throw a bunch of number and letters, I think, on your restricted shit. It says R or whatever the fuck or whatever,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? So I guess, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It's some wacky stuff going on out here,
that's
man.
That's later. That's when, like, fuck, Will Ferrell runs for presidency or some shit like that.
You think
years.
Will Ferrell's the guy?
Yeah, about 20 years from now, yeah. What's he, 40, I mean, 50, something like that? Yeah.
I mean, if we keep going further into clown world.
You figure around 70 to 80 is when they. Is the prime president fucking nowadays.
I mean, but that's also like expecting that like we don't like, you know, ruin the world in the next like 12 to 15 months. Like, I don't think we're even gonna, the way we're going, like, we're gonna be lucky if we make it to the election, let alone fucking an election two or four cycles
down
the road.
It's gonna be rough, man, because we ain't got nothing for the Mexicans, bro. We ain't have nothing for them then. We ain't got nothing for them now. Now they've just been allowed to freely walk up in this motherfucker.
Well, but that's the thing. It's way bigger than that. Like, there's so many more people than just fucking people from south of the border.
Yeah,
there's
but that's what I'm saying. But the white people are going to take over. But the Mexicans are going to take it all there. When everybody starts revolting, everybody starts fucking with it, it's going to be the whites versus the Mexicans.
I don't know if it's going to be color-based.
The brothers
based.
Is going to jump on either train, but it's going to be majority of everybody fighting the Mexicans. Because those motherfuckers is... They's deep before, and they super deep now. Like, now you have no idea of how many of them motherfuckers is in America.
Yeah,
since the gate's been open.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't have a clue before. Now you don't have no clue when they 30,000
like,
walking in.
Like 8 to 10 million have come across in the last like 2 years. So,
estimate that.
You know, that's the estimation.
That's a guess. You guessing 10 million motherfuckers?
Right.
You know how many 10 million motherfuckers is, bro?
It's a lot.
What have you all for? You know how many 14 million motherfuckers is, bro? Where are you putting them all? Like, come on, dog.
Hey,
like,
man.
I don't know.
That's the thing. We're an out-of-control country that's more concerned about
And the next president's going to spend, what, next
elsewhere.
8 years trying to send them back? Like, how do you even do that? How do you even do that?
It's going to be hard.
How do you even do
that?
Well,
first thing you got to do is shut down the border.
You
got
to
lock it down.
Shut the border, but you
got
to go to every motherfucker's house and be like, here's a search warrant for Mexicans. You know, that's basically what you got to do.
But that's what I'm saying. It's bigger than simply Mexicans.
But you can't do that.
You got to go searching for anybody that's not a legal citizen and just kick them out.
But there's
and
not too many more
and
of them.
That's not going to happen.
Albanians. We got a lot of Albanians living around here.
I think a lot of the Albanians might have come in legal.
Now,
there's
I'm
a lot
fucked
of people
up individual,
come in legal.
And I'm fucked up. When I say Mexicans, I mean all the Latinos, all the brown people.
I mean
the Guatemalans, the Hondurases. I ain't really met many.
Mexican is an all-encompassing Spanish type person.
Spanish, as far as Spanish, I've only fucked with Hondurans, Guatemalan, and Mexicans. I don't think I fucked with none of them other motherfuckers. As far as work-wise.
There's a lot of different types of folks running around, and I'm just tired of everybody identifying themselves in all these different fucking ways. I don't give a fuck. Like, can you identify yourself as, like, not a piece of shit How about that?
Yeah, I just...
Like, I don't give a fuck what your gender identity, where you think you came from.
I'm just a man.
I'm a human being on the planet Earth, and I'm an Earthling. I come from Earth, and I try not to be a prick to people. But it's funny, like, the older I get, like, the lower my expectations become out of, like, you know, everyone else, the more of an asshole I feel like I will become. And maybe one day I'll be enough of a prick that girls won't think I'm a nice guy when they meet me. They'll be like, oh, this guy's an asshole. I like that. You know what I mean? Like, but it's funny to me because, like, why bitches want dudes that aren't nice? I couldn't tell you. But at the same time, it's like, date me for a little while. I'll bet you I'll be an asshole to you because you're inevitably going to be a piece of shit.
Well,
one way
or another. A lot of bitches, like, want the bad boy mentality, but they don't want the bad boy
results.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They don't want the results.
They don't want what comes with it.
Right. Well, they don't know what they want.
But, like, yeah, that's all sometimes, do
you? You know, like, most folks...
Most people like that, though.
Don't seem to know what they want. I'm simple. I just want somebody to be nice to me, that I can be nice to. But I don't really expect that. That's why, like, I'm gonna look at the porno thing, but at the same time, it's like... I don't know. I do think it's a better investment, like, as opposed to, like, taking a chick out on a date, like, to spend money
just
on...
Charlie Sheen and them?
Yeah, just Charlie Sheen.
Monster drugs.
Winning.
Yeah.
You got fucked up now. You know that, dog.
Like, that's what he was doing on that 2.5 Men shit. That's what he said.
Yeah. Nah,
it's a lot easier just to pay for y'all than to keep y'all around and, you know what I mean, like, to fuck with y'all constantly. Like, it's a lot easier just to pay for pussy and then they're gone.
I'm by winning.
And then it's just, I went to the next one or whatever I want to do.
No, well, then that's it.
Like,
right?
The tie's down. That's basically what it boils down to. Yeah. I just want to do what he wants.
Well, like, I mean, I like, you know, I like people, but I don't believe in people. You know what I mean?
A lot of people do suck.
I got a few friends at this point, and anybody I ever thought was a friend mostly has proven themselves not to be. I think that's the thing. That's one of the things they don't tell you as a human coming up in the world. Like, you're going to have friends and they're just going to fall off. They're not going to be worth a shit anymore. A
lot of disappointments in life.
Uh-huh. Right.
You just have to work through.
That's the thing. You just got to keep grinding on trying to get yourself better. And, like, try to figure out how to pivot, bounce back and shit from
stupidity. That's what makes you, who you are, or
right,
what you are.
Right.
Or how you are, whatever the fuck you want to say.
Right, right.
Or identify you as.
Well, as Mike would say, the emotional damage and the way you react to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, life's tripping me out because there's so little that's, like, even worth the effort. Like, I like this show. I enjoy us doing this. But, like, I spend a lot of effort trying to do it with, like, not much return other than the simple enjoyment of getting to have something that I like doing.
Yeah.
That's, like, what this boils down to for me. Like,
Yeah.
It's a nice release. I get to hang out with some of the few friends that I have left in the world. And it's like a nice thing. But, you know, the whole of the world doesn't garner a lot of hope from me. It's like, oh, yeah, look at that. All right. Well, at least I don't have anybody to argue with about the current state of the world. Like, the current state of the world is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
You know? It's a sad thing, y'all. Everybody's just trying to kill everybody.
I still ain't got my Exotica ticket yet, but I think I'm going to be down for Saturday. And as far as, like I said, cannabis, I'm going to be out.
You're going to be on Friday alone.
I'm going to be in there Friday, yeah.
Well, like, I haven't bought a cannabis festival ticket yet.
I don't even think they're out yet. I don't think. That's what I'm trying to look for.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I just saw something about coming up in fall or spring, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, because, like, I think I might have to go full VIP on this one. I might take a day off of work. Like, I got vacation time at work. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I got to use it or I lose it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm like, well, fuck, man. I'll plan a few Fridays throughout the year and go take a Friday off and... Maybe slap a Monday on there or something. I really play my cards right and, like, plan around a holiday that we got off, you know what I mean? And get, like, 5 days of not being at work with only taking 2 days off or some shit like that, you know? And another thing I'm loving about life, man, the Redskins are not the Redskins anymore. So, like, football, like had already stopped affecting me. And now it's, like... It's, like, gone, man. It's totally removed from my life.
Oh, yeah?
Other than being on literally in the background right now, like this, I don't watch them. Like, the last week, right?
Oh, did you see this? Have you looked at any of that yet? I was just fucking scroll-sucking and seeing
discount, 2024 ticket discount for 2023 purchase. Remember, we said it was going to give us a 50% off. We're offering 50% off 2024.
Do you have a code?
This is a whole discount where it looks like you typed your name and
Yeah, because I think I missed that. I sent the thing in, but I think I sent it in too late.
This is the first time I've ever seen this.
So that's something you got recently?
I didn't get this. I just typed this in on the... I just typed online. Right there, right now. Fuck it. Because I was trying to see the dates and see if I could get a time and...
Yeah.
Friday, I don't know if a Friday be if it's going to be an all day thing or if it's going to be like an evening thing or whatever.
I think it's probably they're both probably popping off around noon. I think there's 2 days of concerts. You know what I mean? I would suspect Friday to be similar to what the Saturdays have always been since they're doing a Friday and Saturday, but hopefully it's not just an evening thing.
Did I buy Jay's ticket or did he?
Yeah, because if you bought Jay's tickets, you might have two discounts.
Yeah, I gotta talk to his ass about it. I don't remember if he gave me money since I was already doing it.
Yeah, because like, I'm definitely down to buy a ticket. And depending on if you got a discount, I might roll through you.
It says 50% off, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's
just
wild.
Just type that in. Where am I at? NationalCannabis.com. That's where I'm at right now.
NationalCannabisFestival.com.
NationalCannabisFestival.com. There's one that says save the date for NCF 2024. And there's another website below it that says National Cannabis Festival, and then it says a 2024 discount form. But they're not giving me really any information about, like, the... Like, I mean, I know Saturday was a damn near all-day thing, right? But is Friday an all-day thing, too? I would assume it would be.
I hope so.
It's not like it's just going to be an afternoon thing, I don't think. It's only Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's 19th and the 20th. 24 tickets coming this fall. I don't know, bro. I don't see no 50%
Friday off. Friday 4/19. Enjoy a full afternoon and evening, 3 p.m. to 10.
That's all right.
4/20, of course, is 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., so that's all day. But if we're really there all fucking day anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Everything I see is showing sold out.
That's this year, though.
I guess so.
2023. Would you type in cannabis?
Oh, yeah. It must be. I don't know. I went to the website. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah, because this shit is... I typed it in as an event right here that says National Cannabis Festival, April 18th to 19th at RFK. And then right below it says April 19th, 2024 National Cannabis Festival, April 19th to April 20th at RFK. So I don't know what they got going on. That's saying, technically saying that's 4 days, which we know it ain't fucking 4 days.
Definitely
it's only,
not.
It's only fucking Friday, Saturday.
That'll be all right, though.
I know when I was looking at that before, like they were pulling up a lot of 2023 shit. That fucked me up for a first a little bit. I started looking at it. I really had to start looking at it. And I'm like, nah, these are the same motherfuckers that were at the concert before, and I'm like, nah, this is all last year.
Yeah. It's.
But that's just because they ain't really.
It doesn't seem to have cycled itself into this coming cannabis festival.
I mean, it's only what,
yet.
November?
Yeah.
They got what, seven?
Which says
six
fall.
Months,
it says coming
months.
This fall, so isn't it fall? Like, shouldn't they have something
it
up soon?
They should already
soon?
Be having something
they
up
should have something up
it's
soon.
It's almost winter, technically. I think, like, December.
I mean.
Well, December, what, 20th?
It's certainly getting into the cold.
Middle December is the actual winter.
Yeah, wintertime. Wintertime. It's back. It's back, y'all. Back to winter. Yeah, I mean, I've been rocking Long Johns and shit a lot lately. Fucking John, like the job's got it. My boss likes to keep things mad cold, so I just stay bundled up, man. Only way I can get through it, I'm staying bundled.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be too cold in the job this year. Last year.
They got more walls up
previous
this year.
They actually got walls up, now, so they can actually retain some heat.
Right.
It's been sucking, though, because we've had to go to work at 4 o'clock last week and this week. Ugh. Like, in D.C., working at 4.
Dude,
so
fuck.
I was getting up at 2:15.
Jesus Christ.
You can't go to bed early enough, bro, to get up at 2:15.
No.
I'm trying to tell you, cuz.
No, that shit, dude, that's miserable.
That shit is live action, bro.
You make me glad for the job I have.
I don't drink. I went like 2 weeks without drinking. I think, of course, I drank like Halloween, but I think Wednesday this week was the first time I drank since then.
Wow.
So almost like 2 weeks. But I usually don't drink during the weekend or weekdays.
Right.
Minus Sunday night.
Yeah, that's sort of like
this podcast. Yeah. Finished week and all. But I usually don't drink. If I do, I'm going to have one right when I get home, like 4 o'clock. Call it a wrap. But usually I'm just like tired as fuck, you know. Like I say, get up at 2:15, working all day. Mm-hmm. It's really like 12 hours, you know what I mean? Because it's 10 hours. So I'm working 12 to Dude. 4 to 2. We're working
yeah, I
4
mean,
to
if,
2.
If you,
you know what I mean? And then driving there and driving
two.
Back, you know.
If you wake
mean?
Up at 2 and you go to work and you're working at 4, what time are you getting home?
Well, see, I get off at 2, so I'm getting home at like 3:30.
Yeah, that's like. To me, that's
like
13, 14
hours.
That's
like
hours.
A half a fucking day gone. You know what I mean?
Just and you do that 5 days a week?
Yeah.
Whew. Whew. Yeah, dude. I mean, you better
it's worse
make...
worse when you're working in Maryland.
You make some serious money, though.
Yeah, it's worse, but it's worse when you're out there in Maryland. Like,
nah, dude. Yeah, that's...
That traffic's fucking ridiculous, man.
That's one of the things I've been finding funny lately. I fuck around with the dating apps, right? So I'm swiping. So a lot of the times I'll be like, I'll read the thing, and I'll be like, oh, well, this bitch is... She might be all right. And then I'm like, all right, She's 80
yeah.
miles away in Baltimore, and I'm like, left.
Yeah, nah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Swoop.
Like,
yeah. For sure.
It's a wild thing, man. Like, I'm like, that chick might be cool if I lived in Baltimore. I don't know. I guess maybe I can adjust my distances.
I don't know, because you could drive 80 miles south if you really had to.
Well, that's the
it's
thing.
A lot easier,
I'm more you know? Likely to yeah. drive 80 miles yeah, south
you know what I mean?
For some pussy than north.
You stand or some shit rather than going out to goddamn Baltimore. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
Twist up 2 J's. I know I'm not going
right.
to. Nothing's going to fucking hit me going that way.
Yeah, if I drive to Christiansburg, I'll probably be able to make it back. You know what I mean?
You'll be able to find a fucking homeless fucker sitting on the lane 3 on a couch and shit right on fucking 495. You know what I mean? Or doing a love seat recliner, reclined out right on the fucking shoulder. I've seen that, not a homeless guy, but I've seen couches and beds on fucking, you know, ways, object ahead. Squawk! Like that's a whole king-size bed right there on lane 3, dog. Like, are you serious,
more than just an object.
More just an object. Object, you think it's like a little tire thing or some shit, a little nut. Something that's going to... Usually a tractor tire.
Something that's reasonable for avoiding...
You want about a king-size bed that's taking up technically a lane and a quarter?
I did that once out in San Diego.
You got to get out the way,
bro. I was flying around like a 4-lane highway, and there was a king-size bed in the motherfucking middle of the road, and I literally went into the lane next to me with people honking at me because there was literally just enough space for me to fit, and I did it. I was like, fuck y'all, I'm coming over.
You can't hit that fucking thing.
Nah, I would ruin
the
car.
If you're in a Jeep, maybe, or a truck, yeah, you can hit a mattress.
Maybe.
Not pillow top.
Maybe.
Not pillow.
But the issue is, if you hit that shit and those springs break and then they wrap around something on your shit and then you're dragging this thing and ripping stuff off your car.
I'm not saying you're just going to be able to run this thing over and just keep getting it like we in Hollywood, bro.
But like, if I'm off-roading in a Jeep and there's a mattress on the ground, like, I could go over it at 3 miles an hour and it's not really going to do anything. I'm not too worried about that. But if I hit that bitch at 80 on the interstate, like, y'all going to honk at me for changing into your lane. When if I had hit that mattress, I would have slid into your lane and hit you.
And everybody else
like,
around.
Lift, you fucking pricks. And stop dropping fucking mattresses onto the highway, Maryland and California and whoever the fuck else.
That should be wild, dude. Like couches and shit. I'll pull around. I'm not that kind of asshole. I am that kind of asshole because I'll pull around. I'll stop in the lane, throw my hazard lights on. And then pick my shit up.
You'll
you know what I mean?
You'll whip back around and pick up the thing you dropped.
I've done that before.
Last
time I had to do that, I was going to the dump and my recycling bag flew out. Whole trash bag recycling flew out right on the intersection, right there at the Walmart jump. Got turned around from the dump, went back.
Well, you're a conscientious person.
Stopped right there in the middle of the fucking road. I said, like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm people honking at me and shit. I'm like, well, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't leave my trash out. Like, I guess you, fucking Karen or Jaren, whoever the fuck you are, and your goddamn Prius, fucking douche.
Yeah, they think they're so environmentally
friendly.
Yeah,
you're environmentally friendly,
and
little fucking
they're
Prius.
They're mad at you for picking
that's
up the trash.
In the world, and you're mad at me for cleaning up litter. You fucking douche, dickhead, cunt-licking fucking asshole.
Right.
You must not even like yourself when you look in the mirror. Do you cuss yourself when you look in the mirror? I hope you at least be like, fuck you.
That's some bullshit.
I hope you at least. fucking asshole. You might as well be a flat earth fuck.
Speaking of which, we do need to find us a flat. Didn't Lisa say she knows a flat earther?
Yes.
I didn't even think to mention that to her earlier.
I forgot all about it.
Shout out to Lisa. You need to go on there and text her right now and say, don't forget, we got to line up this flat earth lady. Because I want flat earth lady stuff to be in my memory so we can maybe get flat earth Dave back on and have some controversial evidence. Be like, well, you know, flat earth Judy told us that what you're saying right now is not the truth. Uh-huh. Because I think that, you know, this is a possibility, is that the more flat earth people that if we talk to them, the more flat earthers we talk to, the more different perspectives on what flat earth is. Because, like, I feel like everybody's making up their own shit.
That's what I'm thinking. We got to get, we start getting three or four of these motherfuckers making up their same shit.
Right. What we got to do is we got to find ones that make up different shit and then get them together and make them argue with each other about
first
what flat earth really is.
We got to write those people. We first got to find four people that actually agree with each other.
Fuck.
Because then it might actually be a real thing. Two people.
Nah.
Two people. We need to have two people that talk the same shit.
I think if we talk to five, we're going to hear
they're all
going to
say every different
stories.
Thing. Then none of y'all are real. Then none of y'all flat earth motherfuckers are fucking real. If two of y'all can't come up with two fucking stats that are the exact fucking same, then you ain't got the fucking answer, Sway. You ain't got the answer, Sway. The earth is square. Fuck you. You want to know why? I know. Because I know. That's the shit y'all say. You fucking ass clown. If y'all can't come up, give me one. Give me one same fucking stat, dick. Because I got one. I can't see the moon from fucking certain situations. I assume because it's not fucking flat. But y'all say Bob Ross is up there painting fucking planets and goddamn whatchamacallit. And then how about this? The other fucking day when I went to work, there was a planet. I don't know if you've seen this shit, but it was almost like a Disney beginning scene. Like the moon was right here, right? And there was a planet, right? I don't know which kind of crescent that is, right? But it was the bottom jump, right?
Just like a smiley face moon?
Yeah, it was like the, Wizard of Oz smile. The cat.
The Cheshire Cat?
Yeah, the Cheshire Cat. You know that little smile? It was that little moon, right? And the planet was right off the point. That joint was right off the point, right? And I ain't never seen a planet that close to the moon.
Like, okay.
In a long time. I look at the stars and shit a lot.
I would say so if you're going to work at 2 o'clock the
when
fucking morning.
When you go to work this fucking morning, you got a lot. And out here fucking with the fire, you know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of opportunities to see the stars and sun and the moon and all that shit out this son of a bitch, you know what I mean?
So right.
We check it all out. But I've never seen that planet actually that close to the fucking moon. But I was thinking of some other flatter shit as far as the spinning. Like, where's the equator, Sway, in the fucking flat earth, bitch? Is it just a line right down the middle of the motherfucker? Or is that Key West? Is it still right there, Sway? That's what I want to know. Another question. Fucking fake earthers. Fake earthers, man. Fake earth community. That's what the fuck you did, y'all. The fake earth community, man. Fuck the flat earth. The fake earth community.
Yeah, we gotta get Dave on. I wanna see you go off. I wanna get flat earth Judy on first before we get Dave back, because I need you to have had warm-up time. You know, because the last time Dave came on, you didn't have, like, you weren't, like, sharpened up.
I was just trying to pick
fight.
Up what he was putting down.
You, like, were so outside of the, like, awareness knowledge, and now you've got a couple of years on you, and you're like, man,
what was you talking about, man?
I've been doing this more than you. You ain't been doing the education.
I don't know, man, because he's gonna keep hitting me with some bullshit that I'm not gonna want to listen to, because it's not right. You know, I'm gonna have to tell him shut the fuck up eventually. A lot. Like, that's not right. That's not right, dude. How long have you grown up thinking that retarded shit, bro? How long have you grown up thinking that retarded shit, bro?
Yeah, dude, I want to see this. I want to see, like, the flat earth off between you and Dave. but we gotta get you to talk to Judy or whoever at least once. We need like the warm up round with a different flat earther, just so that you can be getting yourself used to having flat earth arguments, man. Like, we might have to get because you know what's great about you is like Dave would use all these big words and shit to make people not be able to argue against him, and if you play your cards right, you're gonna use such like small and inanimate words to make your arguments. It's gonna be hard to argue against you because you're just gonna be like,
that's what I'm saying. Where's the facts? When the moon ball and the spinning, who where's the fact? You can just see because of blah blah. That, where's it at on paper, bro? If I can see, can I see it on paper?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things I ain't never seen.
I see shit all the time, but ain't nothing. I see a lot of shit ain't written down. How you know it's true if it ain't written down?
Yeah, is that in an Encyclopedia Britannica? Is that an Encyclopedia?
Everybody got chance to write about Jesus. Can't nobody write about the fucking flat earth when they ain't there doing nothing?
Especially since, isn't it Columbus that we can't talk about anymore that proved it wrong? See, that's what the problem is, right? They taken Columbus out.
Too, like I talked about that before. I thought he was white my whole life, man. He goddamn Spanish fuck, man. What the fuck's wrong with America and teaching these little motherfuckers at Christopher? I ain't met no Spanish Christopher ever in life.
Christophe.
I've met a Christophe, but I ain't never met no goddamn Christopher. No Spanish Christopher. I ain't say Christopher, that's a white-ass motherfucker, you know what I mean? He's teaching gym and shit when he grows up, kind of motherfucker, you know what I mean?
He's a gym teacher.
Christopher, you know what I mean? Goddamn, unless he's spelled quite cool. This is a regular, you know, what the fuck, bro? You gym teaching all day long, man, or a tennis instructor. I mean, he might be good money in tennis instruction. Maybe. Depending on where he is.
It depends on if you're good.
I mean, pickleball instructor now, they fucking days, though.
They really do have pickleball instructors.
That's the new thing, bro.
It's like, it's somewhere between tennis and ping pong. It's like, yeah. It's like this. It's the space that lives between tennis and ping pong.
Yeah, it's right in the happy medium.
Yeah. I'd rather play ping pong, I think.
And it's a racket, and it's like a racketball, I think.
Oh, it's definitely, it's you've got a real ball. Deal racket.
I don't think it's a tennis ball. It's like a racquetball.
Because it doesn't have the distance. That's the thing. Like, it doesn't have that.
Oh, you're close. You're probably 20 feet.
Yeah, you're right on top of each other.
Like, from the living room to the kitchen. We're fucking getting pickleball right on up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, you could build a pickleball court right in here. Absolutely. I just don't understand why it's blown up. I guess because it's not as big as tennis. We don't have to run as hard. You know, maybe it's easier on the joints than tennis.
Why can't we bring shoes back, man? What's wrong with the old school classic?
You mean like Reeboks?
Horseshoes.
Oh, horseshoes. Okay.
Why ain't we fucking throwing shoes any fucking wear, man?
I think I don't know.
Says that it's too hard?
I was thinking maybe it'd be more dangerous, but I think that swinging the rackets around is pretty dangerous, too.
That's dangerous as fuck. Yeah. Especially if it's a racquetball.
Yeah, you take some shit right the fuck out of
you. Right in the fucking eye, it's gone, bro. Racquetball is serious live action. It can't be racquetball then, because that would hurt like a motherfucker. It might be, I don't know.
I saw a crazy video online. A motherfucker did trying to do a skateboard trick, and he landed, and the skateboard came up and knocked all his teeth out of his head.
Oh, luscious. Yeah, those are always good.
It was gnarly as shit.
Good trick.
Yeah.
Is that the Toothless Wonder? Good job, bro. Should BMX.
Yeah, this is called the TW. Yeah, BMX with a helmet on.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he had a helmet on, if it didn't have a face mask, he would have been fucking toast.
He'd taken a rail. He'd have had a hand.
Well, what happened was he jumped over some stairs, right? He jumped down three stairs. And when he landed, he like jumped and flipped the board or whatever. And when he landed, the board hit the ground wrong and his feet didn't. And then the board came straight up. And hit him right in the fucking mouth.
Oh, like flew up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just.
Like, it was almost like he sort of, because he kind of landed on it, but his feet weren't really on it.
Yeah,
so,
like springboarded back
right,
up on his ass.
It just pounced right back up into his face. And he was like, oh shit, I think I need to go to the hospital. And literally teeth were pointing out of the side of his face.
Yeah, I guess
here. And it was all over the ground, like, gnarly. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm glad I didn't get too into that shit. I played a little bit on a skateboard, but nothing that aggressive.
I
would have landed and like potentially lost teeth like that. Because it was one of those things where like I'm like, okay, I can see how that would happen, I just saw it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I never would have conceived of as a kid. You know, it never would have occurred to me.
You would never think that as even a kid.
No.
That would happen.
Not at all. I mean,
but nowadays you're like, man, that thing can fling up and smack your nuts.
Especially.
That thing can
absolutely
fling up and break your shin, man.
Yep.
That thing can fuck you up a lot.
Yeah.
You start looking at that now, but as a kid, you get on everything, man. Fuck it, man. Let's tear it up, bro.
Who gives a fuck?
At least as us as kids.
kids nowadays is just bitches and retarded. You know what I mean? Most of them.
You think they're all bitches?
They're all fucking retarded. 65% of them retarded as fuck. We was leaving, and some dumbass little fucking wiglet don't walk right into the goddamn whole parked car, man. How do you... The goddamn mirror...
He walked into a mirror on a parked car?
Yeah, it was four deep. They were riding four deep. The dad left him. Dad was a douche in himself. Man, I hit the mirror. I'm like, how you don't see the whole... This was a whole truck mirror. The big muck.
Right, one that'll really take you down.
You know what I'm screaming? A whole mirror. That thing ain't moving. That little motherfucker, and that whiplash and everything, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, how you... He was looking up. That motherfucker wasn't looking down, walking. He was looking at
it. So he literally should have seen it. It's not like he was on his phone walking with his head down and walked into a mirror. He was literally looking at it and walked into it.
His dad was kind of like hand on his shoulder because us construction fuck was behind him. So, you know, his lower class was around. So, you know, he's kind of like watching, holding his kid a little bit. But he let him walk right into the motherfucker, you know. The kid kind of tried to go under it.
So this is a passerby?
They were walking down the sidewalk, and I come out of the job and came in right behind him. And now we're all walking up the block.
Did you laugh at the kid when he almost fell?
I just shook my head, and I told my boy, I said, future president, one of these people around here, this is what we got to look forward to, bro.
I think I might have had to Nelson him, you know.
But it was mainly, I think, his dad's fault. Because the dad was kind of cock-blocking the room. I'm pretty sure the kid tried to duck a little under it. But then couldn't duck all the way under the motherfucker. I don't fucking know. But
that's
kind
a tough
of a
ask.
Douchebag move for pops to like pin him in like that. I would have slid behind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why not take a lock of a, you know, take less of a step, a couple steps, push him in front of you, walk him by the thing, and then go back to two abreast. Right? They were riding two next to each other, walking two next to each other.
Instead of just
pushing him in front of him. Outside of the realm where he would have walked his face into a fucking mirror. He didn't do that. He just kept him pinned up against the mirror. Yeah. Like, think of something, kid.
So Dad could have easily made a little quarter step, or the kid could have went this way and went that way.
But that's like dualities of not being perceptive of to what's going on around you. Father is passing it on to his son.
But
father could have been like, oh, look, here's a mirror coming up. Let me move my boy over so he doesn't walk into the mirror.
But
would mean he would have to pay attention. And since the son isn't paying attention, it's clear that he's not learning how to pay attention.
Technically, it would be the dad's fault because he's got his hand on the kid's shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
So in that situation,
you're guiding him. You're supposed to move him.
The kid really can't make no abrupt shit because he's technically running.
Well, he'd be going against the direction of the father.
Because you're supposed to be guiding that mother, letting him know.
It's like running a remote control car into like the corner under the couch and getting it stuck.
And there was nobody there.
You should have seen that coming.
You know what I mean? There was nobody in front of them, and we were just behind them. So it wasn't like we were stopping nothing, but there was like a little, there was a sign there, like a man, one of them word book signs right there or whatever, you know what I mean? So there was just a sidestep or something that needed to happen. Just basic life.
Needed to
happen to these fucking individuals, and they couldn't fucking make it. You know what I mean? This motherfucker smacked that bitch. I was just laughing. I was just like, hitting my pen and shit and just relaxing. I've been having a relaxing.
You're having a relaxing time lately?
I've been having a relaxing time. Appreciate you, Pimp, for this Sunset Octane. 83.17% THC. CBD got the 0.84% to keep you together. You know what I'm screaming? And we got the terpenes, I guess, for flavor. You know what I mean? I don't really know what the terpenes do for your body and whatever.
I'm not entirely sure either.
They probably do something with your body. They say
it's better than bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's about as far as I get.
It's 4.42%. But it's luscious. It's good shit. I got it going on down here in a little utensil right here. It can be performed any method. Straight to the bowl, right on the wax, the dab, or the pen.
You got options.
Yeah, all the things. Free basin, you know, basin still, you know, that's probably the best lick. Be free basin, not a lot of them motherfuckers gonna know about.
You base that wax.
I had my blow torch outside, and it's fucked up now. Like, it don't.
Did it get rained on?
I don't think it's rained since I've had that. It rained just the other day, but this was like a couple days ago where I had that thing out. But it does like the big flame. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not the... It just gives you... The shit that you can't do nothing with.
And you keep turning up and it doesn't change. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I thought that means there's moisture or something inside something or something. But
I don't know. You might want to bring it inside and leave it inside.
It's been inside. It's been like a week now. It's been out here marinating, just chilling. I'm like, well, fuck. I guess I broke it by hanging outside. Yeah. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, that thing's broke. You better get a new one.
So, yeah, I just got to get the whole thing. Luckily, I think the whole assembly, or it's just a tank.
I don't know, bro. Tank will probably be reusable.
The tanks are reusable, but I think I just went and bought, like, I know they got the whole set. I think the tank was like $10 or some shit like that for that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, we're going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends Show to a close. I'd like to remind you that you can hit me up if you'd like a copy of 1984 or a copy of A Brave New World. It's the worlds we live in, man. 1984, 2023, New World, or whatever you want to call it. Things are fucked up, but, you know, we like books, man. You should, too. But, you know, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick. Little bits by little bits, y'all. Keep grinding on the shit you're trying to get done, because that is how things get done. We'd like to thank you very much for listening.
Russian Jewette.
Oh, you want to do? We're going to do a Russian Jewette for you at the Jew's request. While he could barely fucking
God
breathe.
Damn, get up on some of that shit. Good Lord.
Request
lashes.
Out. Well done, pimp.
If y'all see sexy little whip, with, you know, I'm changing the plates too.
Changing plates soon.
Mm-hmm. I got my regular plates on now, standards.
Well, you got your 30s on there, 30 days.
I got my standards though.
Oh, they just came?
Yeah.
All right, well there you go, you get so, there.
But they're XJL DW shits or whatever the fuck, you know, I mean that dumb shit. So, I think I'm going with Luscious. I think that's the new high leg.
Okay.
It's either that or side. I was thinking side chick, because then I can park side chick right by my girl out there in the yard, and that's luscious.
That's fucking real dope.
Luscious,
that's
bro.
Dope. That's
luscious
good stuff.
As shit. So I'm on the borderline.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Russian Jewette, something we haven't played in a while. I'm going to give you the option. Do you want suspension one? Do you want resuspended? Do you want re-resuspended? There's like four different, I think, suspension, five maybe different song here.
Re-suspended? Is that? I want the Bruno Mars song.
All right, hold up. Let's see if we can find it before we do this. We're gonna do a little digging, y'all.
I think it's the second one. Re-suspended. No. That's all the same ones, ain't they? Or no?
I think they're different beats.
Oh.
Well, maybe not. Wait.
This one, that's the one we want. That's the one we want.
So this one says it has effects on the vocals. So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we love you very much, and peace be with you.
Peace, bitches.
Suspended license. Or should I say, resuspended. Resuspended, resuspended license. In 2013, I'm gonna get my license suspended two times now. Control yourself and live your life every day. Keep the beat. Oh my God, how's it gonna be? Here we go. What you gonna do? 2013, lose your license. Fucking walking to work with your 18 speed. Gonna take your fucking ass, cause the DMV took your motherfucking license from your fucking ass. Took the hard copy. What's it gonna be? You can't get liquor, you can't even go to casino. You can't do shit cause you ain't got a license. You can get yourself a motherfucking ID, but they ain't gonna get your motherfucking photograph. Yeah, so either fucking way, you shit out of luck, cause the damn fucking thief took your fucking ID. What the fuck you gonna do? Everybody's looking at me, fucking funny. Ain't got no motherfucking ID. What's it gonna be? The DMV took my ID back in fucking 2013. Cause there's too many tickets, too many accidents. I reckon too much shit. Fucking everything up there ain't no goddamn reason. Don't make no sense. You gonna take your motherfucking license from me? All I do is contribute to the motherfucking county and the state and the local authorities. Pay off my motherfucking ticket, motherfucking insurance goes right up. Everybody gets paid, it's a win-win situation. Fucking ovation when you let me drive, fucking DMV. Now you ain't gonna get your motherfucking money from me because I can't. head drive for a fucking year or two. What the fuck? Holy hell, hopefully it ain't that long. I need my motherfucking license right now. Oh my god! Give me my motherfucking license so I can try to fucking work like a legal white man. Don't make me be like Jeffrey the fucking Mexican. Got his motherfucking license on the DC street right beside the motherfucking guy. Sells insurance. What's he called? He's called a DC Hammer. That motherfucking commercial is funny as hell. That guy says, you call a hammer. That shit is fucking hilarious. I love that fucking commercial. I see it every fucking time I turn on Jerry Springer. Or Maury Povich. How I love Jerry Springer. I love Maury Povich. I watch it every single day. I grew up on that shit till they try to take it away. I wrote a fucking letter to the fucking cave until they put it back on a fucking TV. It was the best thing I ever fucking seen when fucking Jerry Springer came back on regular TV. I never used to go to bed until the fucking came on. Stay up all night watching Jerry Springer, Maury Povich now. I love that shit. I used to call Big Steve Jerry Springer Big Bone Motherfucker. What you gonna do now? Break up them motherfucking chicks. You are pulling out each other's motherfucking hair and clawing and scrambling like some man. Oh my god. Oh my god, he's still kicking it. It don't matter. What's it gonna be? It don't matter.